Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the potty, the podcast intro. This is the intro that most people like. And then when we finish the intro, they just turn off and they don't listen to the podcast.
Is that right? Well, that's flattering.
Well, it's because we just talk crap. We just talk so much shit that we don't normally talk in the show. Mm. So they go, oh, this is kind of cool. Listen to these boys and then shoot through.
And then shoot through. That's it.
I've got to be honest. They need to listen to today's podcast. Mitchell Coombs blows Michelle Laurie's mind with an amazing psychic reading.
Mm. Huh? Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. I mean,
still. Still
she just went,
How can you add to that?
Exactly.
Well, look, it was absolutely amazing. Hey, Michelle, it's nice to have you in the podcast. You're not normally here. So this is. To what do we owe this this pleasure?
She's kicking around.
I couldn't get out of it, to be honest. Like, normally, you know, normally I leave.
Yeah, normally 9 o'clock and you just go clunk.
So long, you lads and lassies. She's referring to you as a lassie.
Yeah, you caught me.
I love it being a lassie. I'd rather be a lad. You know how I love it when footy players go, g'day boys, and I'm boys. Here.
You do love that gear. Yeah. Anyway, this is going nowhere, so here's what happened in the podcast. What happened in the show. This is the podcast.
This is the podcast. We were talking about psychics, Michelle, and you express an absolute desire to get a good psychic reading. Like, you just said, hey, I want one. Well, old Straney over here, he's organized something pretty cool for you.
Mitchell Coombs joins us on Zoom right now for an exclusive reading for Michelle Laurie. Great to see you, Mitchell.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. Michelle, are you feeling nervous or are you excited?
I'm excited and I'm relaxed. There's something about having readings that I always feel relaxed. It's almost meditative for me. There's something that I just relax down into it.
Well, what I'm going to do, and the way that I work, even through Zoom, even though I can see you on screen, is I listen to a person's voice. So I'm what's known as a clairaudient medium. So it means that I hear the spirit world, but I also see the spirit world. So as I'm hearing your voice and as you're talking to me, your loved ones who have passed over will come and talk to me as well. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid just to ask, because this is your opportunity to really connect. I can already feel actually there are several people around you. What I'm going to ask you is, can I have from you your date of birth?
The 29th of May, 1973.
Okay. Now I'm just going to look at your numbers here as well, because it helps me with timing. So it tells me you're very much, well, it's interesting because 9 is all about being the humanitarian. It's somebody that comes in with a theme in this lifetime of being very much a humanitarian, someone who's always either helping others, giving to others, doing things for others. And as I'm starting to connect with you, Michelle, I'm very aware actually there's a whole crowd of people in the spirit world that I feel are beginning to gather around you. And it's almost as though there are people that are lining up wanting to either give you a hug or shake your hand, and they're sort of wanting to thank you actually for making their life better. And I don't understand what they mean by this, but I keep hearing toward the end. So whether you've actually nursed a lot of people into their passing, whether you've spent time with people right at the very end, like in your family or friends, I don't know. But there is just an overwhelming sense of love that I feel fills the space around you. Now, I'm aware of two men in the spirit world. They're both connecting, I feel, to your father's side of the family. So I want to say to you on your dad's side, now, your father's father, so that would be your grandfather, your pop, he has passed over. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. There's another man that's standing to the side of him, and he keeps saying, that's my son, that's my son. So I'm going to say to you two things. Either, I don't know if you have an uncle who's in the spirit world or if it's your father who has passed, but to me, there is a gentleman that stands with your grandfather, and your grandfather just says to me, this is my son. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yep. Do you want me to tell you?
Well, has your father passed?
Yes. Yep.
It must only be recent. And when I say recent, it might only be in the last 12 months, even more recent. I have to just say to you, there is this overwhelming sense of your dad is standing next to his father. And what's really interesting is, as I look to your father, he tells me he wasn't well before he passed. And he tells me that he lost a great deal of weight before he passed. But I'm sure you're aware, you know, we're not our physical body, even in the spirit world. It's like we are an energy. And I feel that he looks very healthy. He looks very well. He's looking back on his life and he's reflecting back on things. And he is saying to me that when he looks back on his life, he doesn't have regret, But when he looks back on his life, he looks at things and says to himself, well, if only I knew then what I know now, then perhaps I could have gone about doing things very differently. And I feel like your father, your dad, he's trying to say to you that he's sorry for a certain chapter or for a certain period, I feel, Michelle, in your life. And I feel that your dad is trying to almost make amends because he loves you very much. And he's actually thanking you. I don't know if you cared for him toward the end, but he is saying to me, he's thanking you for everything that you had done for him. Okay, I will. He's telling me he couldn't speak properly toward the end. And I feel as though he wants you to know that even though, how can I say this? Michelle, who was it that was not able to be with your father in the very moment that he passed?
Mum.
I really hope that she doesn't harbour grief or guilt or terrible feelings around not being there, because he's talking about your mum. And she really is the love of his life. There's no question about it. Because your parents, for all their faults and for all their differences, my God, they're soulmates. There's not a doubt in my mind. They were meant to always be together. But your dad's talking about you holding his hand, and he says it was his left hand. He remembers you holding his hand. And he is saying to me here that even though his eyes were closed, he wants you to know that he heard every word that you spoke to him. And he is thanking you for giving him permission to go to the Great Spirit, to go to God, the angels, the universe, the cosmos, whatever you wish to call it. He is saying to me here, he is thanking you for doing that for him. And then I don't know if after he had passed, if you actually leant over and then you kissed him on his forehead, but he remembers somebody who kissed him on his forehead. So I don't know whom that was, but I have to say to you here, your dad's saying to me, he heard every word that you spoke to him and he felt you holding his hand. So I don't know if that was as he was passing or if it was just after, but he certainly has that recollection. Your dad's talking about children, and I don't know if you've got children, but he's talking about children with you, Michelle. And he says, I think it's a boy. I think you have a son. I think you have a son and a daughter, actually, because he just said to me, tell my daughter that her son, he is an old soul. He has been here before. There is a wisdom with him that I feel runs far deeper than his young years. Both your children are gifted in their own unique ways, including obviously your daughter, but they're saying to me, your son in particular, he's a very sensitive soul. He's an old soul. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he senses energy, if he feels things actually at times, because he's a very gifted soul in that way. Your daughter, she has the gift of the gab around people that she knows. I mean, oh my goodness, man, I feel that she will always be quite a bright light in everybody's life. She's the kind of person that's very, she's a social butterfly. I see her being very sociable. And I just feel that she, both your children, your dad's just said to me, will always go from strength to strength. But you know, I need to talk to you about the butterfly. There is a symbol of a butterfly. And I feel as though I need to say to you, there will be a butterfly. I think that your son or your daughter, one of your children, will point this out to you and go, oh, mum, look at this butterfly. Or did you see the butterfly? Or they'll draw a picture of a butterfly, something about a butterfly. And your dad's just smiled and said to tell you, it's a sign sent from him with love, and it will come through your children.
Mitchell Coombs, you are simply amazing. We appreciate your time.
Incredible.
And you are one amazing man, mate. Again, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us here at Wave FM.
Wow.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much, guys.
You are just incredible. Mitchell, wait there because we need to talk to you about a couple of things we want to do. Michelle, firstly, you didn't get much of a chance to chat to Mitchell. He did talk to you about a lot of things. Can we just validate a few of those things now? Obviously, Dad has passed.
Can you
talk us through a couple of things that Mitchell was talking about then?
Well, only to say it's all true.
Yeah, wow.
I've met a lot of people, but... a lot of people's spiritual mediums and all that before, I've never had anyone come through. I suppose my dad wasn't dead the other times, but
sure.
That's amazing. Oh, sorry, I don't want to sound flippant, but I
you sound quite not,
like I don't get upset. Mm, yeah. Yeah, and I also don't. I don't get upset about it. I'm not that person, but I'm quite cool about it. But yeah, that's amazing. That's incredible. Every single thing that he said, like I'm just, because I was taking notes, I'm just going back.
Yeah.
Everything he said around my father's death was true in terms of
holding
someone
the hand
kissing him on the forehead. That was my mum holding his hand. She wasn't there when he passed and she feels really bad about it. She didn't think he would die so quickly, so she went home from the hospital that night. Children, all true. Billy, that's crazy. Like sometimes I get self-conscious and think, oh, if you Googled me, if you could be bothered. But I think if you Googled me, you could find out a lot of stuff about me probably. But Billy, there's no way in the world. There is
no way in the world.
You could find out my father's best friend of 60 years was a guy called Billy.
Yeah, that's
Billy Palmer is his name, by the way, who died like a week and a half ago. You just couldn't know that.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Okay, so if you've only just joined us for the topic train, what we do is throw out a couple of big topics that are making the news, and we ask Damien and Michelle their insights into said topics. We've spoken with Trevor Long in the past fortnight about the whole new Apple Mac bringing out new stuff. Yeah. Along with it, they've also released 200 new emojis to the latest update, which most people would have got last night.
Goodness me.
So, I want to find out, Damien, Michelle, tell me the one emoji you use the most.
Eggplant.
Michelle.
I'm joking.
That
is so true.
You're just backing up. You're like, I better say I'm joking.
It's so true. Oh wow, Damien!
I'm the straight up just a happy face. You know it's a reliable. It works on so many levels. It covers a lot of things. Happy face. I did notice that there's a lot of people complaining online saying, "Hey, there's a couple of things that didn't make it to the list."
Oh, what didn't make it?
A bald man reclines on a giant slice of pizza.
Some people said
that should be an emoji. Pharrell's hat.
Oh, Pharrell's hat should be an emoji.
A man screaming at a spider. I get that.
Funny,
I get that.
Yes.
Donald Trump getting chased by bees.
Oh, dear God.
By bees?
Let's move on in the topic train.
No, wait. There's one other one.
Oh, God.
A green,
you're off topic now.
A green happy fart.
Australian cricketers are now stranded in India due to the escalating pandemic issues that are happening in the subcontinent.
Not our cricketers. Good God.
Exactly. Damien, Michelle, if you could be stranded in any place, if you could be, because they're stranded there. There's no flights that are coming into Australia from India, so our cricketers, heaven forbid our cricketers be stranded somewhere.
They've got to stay there. They can't come back. I don't want them back. Not now, guys.
Yeah. If you could be stranded in any one place, I'm not talking country. If you could be stranded in a place, where would it be?
Biddle-de-leap.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Michelle Laurie.
Westfield. Any Westfield.
That's a very good choice. I think I thought about it a lot.
I'd fashion weapons out of, furniture legs. With those, I would protect the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd set the kids up at the sort of various loading bays with those weapons and just set up my own society.
Michelle, do us a favour. Stop watching zombie movies.
Yeah, that's
a lot of Walking Dead. A lot of Walking Dead gone into that.
Yeah.
That was 100%.
What about you, Damien?
The zombies come for you.
If you could be stranded in any one place, where would you be stranded?
I would be stranded in a 5-star hotel and I would just go from room to room and have room service and
I'd watch the movies. You'd run out of supplies quickly and also the movies.
Use the gym.
The movies, you run out of movies really quick.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon you find out really quickly? Looks like there's a lot of movies, but then when you really go through them, you realize
there's nothing there.
A lot
there.
Of them are crap.
I got one for you. The one place that I'd be stranded, the Cadbury Factory.
See, again, you'd be really sick.
Nah, I don't care. What a way to go out.
You'd probably get sick from it. You'd probably get massive. They'd have to roll you out.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. I'd explode and chocolate would just fly everywhere.
You'd be angry.
I wouldn't care.
Well, what about Disneyland?
See, guys, Westfield, you've got all of that stuff there.
Yeah, but all the stores would be closed.
Yeah, that's exactly
Are you
right.
kidding? You fashion weapons. You can open them.
No, who are we killing here?
The people who want to get in.
Stop
all the people.
Watching zombie movies.
Idiots like you who've run out of food at the hotel, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, recently you've had a tradie in your house doing a bit of work. Remember, or were you dating that tradie? I'm trying to remember. Wasn't there...
That's an accusation.
Yeah, but separate, different tradies. But, yeah, I had a plumber here the other day. Fantastic. Gosh, you gotta love a plumber. I don't know a lot of, I know a lot of very clever men, but clever, like none of them can fix anything. So when I see a bloke who walks through the door and can just fix stuff, I'm mesmerised.
You're blown away by it. Well, it's funny you mentioned a plumber. I had a plumber at my house yesterday as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Does it turn you on? Like, just quietly, just between us friends, do you get a little funny feeling in your tummy? Do you go, cool?
No, it's not his tummy that he gets that funny feeling, Michelle.
No, I had initial shame because the toilet was blocked and obviously whoever had been in there before had... Well, he couldn't do anything about it. So this poor guy had to come in and first of all, deal with that. But
that's why you pay plumbers so much, right?
It's
you don't want to get your hands.
Do you have
down
to use that hose where they just like blast it? That's amazing to me. They just shoot it to the moon or somewhere.
The electric eel down.
Yeah,
down the S bend it goes. Pow. And then they always say, "Did the plumber say to you, I got a camera on it. Do you want to have a look?" No.
The camera was an option. Oh. There was an option. No, but I find sometimes when you have a tradie into the house, because they're excellent, and I'm the first to say I'm useless at all these sort of things. Mm. I just don't have any sort of experience in that whole area whatsoever.
Mm. So we believe you. You don't have to convince us.
No, I get it. Yeah. But you do kind of sometimes feel like, should you kind of go up to them and say, hey, do you need a hand? You know?
Why?
Well, I sometimes
why
feel
would you ask a man whose profession it is to do that, do you need a hand? Do you think the tradie is coming to a Damien Lee show is going, I don't know, do you need a hand with that A cord there?
Hey, you'd be surprised what people do say at a show. So all joking aside, people say some funny things at a show. Well, look, I was inside the house, okay, and I knew he had gone out the back because it was quite a job. He had to actually dig a hole in the ground, blast,
see where the crap had got stuck.
What did you have for dinner the night before you left?
It is old plumbing. Now, it is not the leaf. It's old plumbing, all right?
It's not the leaf.
There's about 100 years of
shite down that
fibre. You guys have got to get some more fibre in your diet. Bloody hell.
He's outside.
Kiki,
okay.
What are you eating?
No, listen. No, he's outside. He's doing his stuff. I can hear drilling. I can hear all this sort of stuff. I'm inside playing the guitar, roughly just on the opposite side of the wall of him, playing the guitar, and I'm just practicing my Beatles songs, just merrily playing away. I do this for about 20 minutes, and I'm hearing a lot of noise, and I'm hearing even kind of, because obviously it was some hard, heavy work. And eventually I go out to him, and I say, hey, man, how's it going? He says, don't ask. And I said, oh, geez, that bad. He says, well, you could put on some gloves and give me a hand. And I went... Ah, really? Do you need that? He says, it's all done now.
Yeah. And then it was at yesterday. Did you offer him a bit of yesterday?
Well, no. It was at that moment that I suddenly thought about what I had been playing in the living room, and I thought that poor guy. He was out here digging holes.
He was digging holes, and you were playing going through the Beatles.
I'm playing. I get by with a little help from my friend. On the opposite side, and that's not a lie.
You bastard.
And I felt like such a scumbag. You know?
So there he is getting by all by himself, and you're, do you need anybody?
I'm singing away merrily.
I got somebody to love.
Now you know why he's mumbling.
Like some friend you are.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you, wait till you get that bill now. It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, I tell you. Geez.
22.
Well deserved, I reckon.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, what's going on?
All right, mates. A little story out of Japan today.
Oh.
In Japan.
I thought you were going to talk to us about Dave.
No.
Change tack.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, okay.
In Japan, there's a guy who's just been arrested. All right.
Scared.
I'm not scared to talk about Dave O'Neill.
Guy's arrested.
No, Dave O'Neill wasn't arrested. The comedian and all-around nice guy Dave O'Neill was not arrested.
So hang on.
Let's stick with the Japanese man.
Right.
Japanese man has been arrested after dating more than 35 women at once to get birthday gifts.
Oh,
brilliant.
What?
Brilliant and fraudster and all the rest. He covers a lot of things. He dated 35 women, told them all of a birthday, and he changed the date and he kind of moved around so that he could see them all.
Mm.
And he got birthday presents from all 35 of the women, including suits and, you know,
cheeky
gifts
bugger.
Of money. And I mean, I think that's, I don't know. Like, it takes a lot of guts, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
A lot of guts, a lot of planning. I mean, you know, like, he's gone to that length, 35, and then he got caught.
Mm.
Silly boy.
Jeez, I mean, Peter Foster, he should know better. He's been in the news over and over again.
I wouldn't have thought it was a crime, though. That's fascinating.
Well, it's classed as fraud. Straight up, no messing around with fraud. Now, what about this? Dave O'Neill, we did mention him a second ago. Your mate, Michelle, you're mates with Dave.
I am.
Dave's a lovely guy. He was trying to check in at a Qantas for his Qantas flight in Melbourne. Checked in and he wanted an upgrade to a bit more leg room. And when you do that, you have to pay for it, okay?
Mm.
And it came up as $770 million.
Oh, nice. Well, he's got it.
$770 million is a lot of money.
He's good for it, O'Neill.
Bloody Qantas.
That's almost $1 billion. Someone did say, did you click... buy plane rather than buy legroom. I think possibly he did. But that's Melbourne. What's wrong with Melbourne? I mean, I was in a cab and they charged me $46,000 to get from the city centre just like 10 minutes out. $46,000.
We're up ourselves.
You guys.
Anyone tell you that?
I mean, a coffee in Melbourne is like $7 and it's just coffee. Yeah.
Surely this is all
but
just
it's very
Bitcoin,
good coffee. It's
right?
Better. It's better coffee than you'll get anywhere else.
Here we go.
It's a fact, guys.
I mean, look,
you haven't been to Country Grocer ever.
When it comes to coffee.
No, listen, come on. You guys have got great cliffs and that.
Everything.
And I get that.
Next you're going to say Queensland does good coffee.
No, I'm never going to say that. I'm never saying that.
Oh, they do good pineapple and that's about it.
Yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.